scripture warns us, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. In a culture watching our every move, could your liberty be confusing the people reading your life like a book? Today, we're asking, where is God calling you to tighten up your testimony? Not because something is illegal, but because it may be unclear to those you're trying to reach. So stay with me as we discover how ordinary faithfulness can preach the gospel louder than any sermon. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying our series on principles of conscience and our absolutes or absolutes and principles of conscience. It has been a series of diving into God's Word into Romans chapter 14, and I hope you've enjoyed it. So if you have, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your generosity. Your monthly support helps us move our goal post forward. In other words, we are able to spread the gospel message through every county, every nook and cranny in the state of Washington. So thank you. We want to defend and advance biblical values in the public square. All righty, here we go. So we are in Romans chapter 14 and verse 16. It says, therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. Have you ever thought of this? That sometimes there are going to be things that are really good for us, but either someone watching our life, someone close to our life, whatever it might be, may speak evil of that very good thing. And we need to be wise as believers to think about how our effect on freedom and our testimony and how it may be perceived by others. Now, when I talk about freedom, I'm not talking about the Constitution. I'm not talking about those kind of things. Because in the context of this, this is talking about food and days that you worship. So I'm talking about those things where God's word is not overly clear or abundantly clear about, but really have room for us to have a personal relationship with Christ in those areas and that he can convict us and challenge us and shape us so that we can walk in those things. So the question today is, could your liberty be confusing the people watching your life? And so we want to evaluate not only whether something is permissible, but whether it communicates well to believers and outsiders as we go. So thinking about what is the message of your life? People are reading your book. They're looking at your billboard, you might say. They're checking you out to see, does your words match how you live your life? And sometimes we have to find areas of refinement where God says, no, I want you to back up and to think about that area a little bit more. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4:11 and 12. It says this in verse 11. Let's actually go back up. It says in verse 9. Now, as to the love of the brethren, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. So God teaches us to love what each other. For indeed, you do practice it towards all the brethren whom are in Macedonia. But we urge you, brethren, to excel still more. And so our love for each other needs to at times excel still more. And to really think about, am I being excellent in serving my brother or sister in Christ? Am I being excellent in my food choices, my day choices of worship, whatever it might be? Am I excelling still more? And to make it more ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly towards outsiders and not be in any need. So he challenges us here to live a life that is just like, hey, be hard workers, stick to your own business. You don't have to jump into everyone else's business. And to really allow God's word to shape you and to challenge you. Something truly lawful can still be misused in a harmful way. And so we got to think through that. We got to think through, am I excelling in loving my neighbor? The believer's testimony matters in contested areas. So what are some of those areas that many people may look down and say, hey, you call yourself a Christian. And yet for you, maybe it's okay, but the word of God isn't clear in that area. So how do you surrender that and allow God's word to challenge us? Ordinary faithfulness can adorn the gospel before outsiders start supporting it. So think about this. Your faithfulness can help people figure out the gospel message by simply just being faithful. Now, what is the gospel? It's the death, burial, resurrection, and appearance of Jesus Christ. Anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so as we turn in repentance to the living God and say, God, would you shape us? Would you mold us? Would you go before us in all things? God, would you surround me today? And I recognize that I'm a sinner that is in the need of a savior, that you died on the cross for my sins, that you rose again that I may have eternal life, and that my hope is in your death and resurrection. And I receive the gift of grace that you have bestowed upon my life, and I'm thankful for you. And I receive it with thanksgiving. So our liberties or our freedoms that we have are not a license to sin. They're truly a license to please Almighty God, to turn to him and allow him to shape and reshape our lives as we go. So let's go to 1 Peter chapter 2, and let's look at verse 11 here. It says, beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. So our fleshly lusts wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. So let's break this down. He says, I want you to look over your fleshly lusts that is waging war with your soul. So watch over those things and make sure that you live a heart that is fully surrendered to Almighty God. This is an absolute truth. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles. We should be people of integrity in the public square. We should be people of our word in the public square. We should be honest and trustworthy and not steal from others. So that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, so some people in the public square are going to say you're an evildoer, that they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God. They're like, that person outloved me, outused integrity. That's what we want to do. We want to glorify God with all of our actions, with all of our means. So what was the beginning of this? Romans 14. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. That's what we want to come full circle on today, is fully understanding that there are some areas that are considered areas of freedom in Christ, and we need to use those for the glory of God and not for the glory of ourselves. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do pray that the things that we do in our life in the public square, in the church circles, and everything that we do, God, that we would be pleasing to you. God, that our eyes would be directed towards you, and that those good things would not be spoken of as evil. God, let us have our attention on you. Give us wisdom of how to use our liberty in a way that walks towards righteousness and holiness and purity in the power of the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for what you want to do in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.